Innisfail. The town likes what it sees with the transit service offered over the past year from Red Deer-based Prairie Bus Lines. At a recent regular council meeting, a motion to approve renewing the contract with Prairie Bus Lines, PBL, for a period of 3 years to provide Innisfail an area with transportation services was unanimously approved. The high-tech service offered by PBL was introduced in Cochrane in 2019, the first time ever in Canada. The service, which users can access by app or website portal, was previously expanded to Blackfalds, Okotoks and at least 10 other Alberta municipalities, including Edmonton and Calgary. Megan Jenkins, Director of Community Services for the Town of Innisfail, reminded Town Council at the April 8 meeting that the town entered a one-year contract a year ago, along with the option of one additional three-year extension with PBL for the operation of the PACE bus service. The PACE service includes on-demand transportation both within town and the surrounding area, including the towns of Bowden and Penhold. Jenkins said under the current agreement PBL provides trained staff, telephone and digital booking and dispatch, insurance, registration, and associated equipment, phones, tablets. She said the town conducts regular maintenance and is responsible for fuel costs. All revenue generated by the service comes to the town, said Jenkins. Council was told that since the transit service was transitioned in April of 2023, there has been an increase in ridership with between 45 to 60 completed trips each week. Jenkins said in her report that PBL and administration have actively worked with community members and organizations as much as possible to accommodate service expectations. There have been some challenges with individuals adjusting to the service, particularly with scheduling pickups in advance through the call center, said Jenkins. But Prairie has been very willing to work with us, and we've been able to have open communication with them when we do run into some challenges. Jenkins told council the town's 2024 operating budget includes $155,000 for PACE service to cover both the on-demand and contract service. She said the cost of service is based on an hourly service fee, which is being increased by 3%. Jenkins said the hourly rate will increase from $54.21 to $55.84. She said based on current hours of service the contract remains within budget. Responding to a question from Cowan Don Harrison about whether other transit operators have expressed interest to serve the town, Jenkins said there has been a couple from local taxi operators. However, she added she did not know whether any would be able to take on the service in the capacity that is now provided to the town. Jenkins said she believes the town will see continued increases in the number of citizens using the service as it is open for the whole community. I think we have a service level that is higher than a lot of communities that are still either relying on volunteer drivers or an on-call, or a seniors or mobility challenge specific service, said Jenkins. Mayor Jean Barkley said she was satisfied with Jenkins' report and council's unanimous decision to go forward for 3 years with Prairie, noting the company has been very responsive to any issue that arises. That's all we can ask for, said Barkley. I think what's really great about this system is the data the town of Innisfail is collecting, and we can see that ridership has increased, so that's certainly good feedback in itself. Having them, Prairie, run our bus service in town is a good fit.